Okay. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. At this time, we will call this special meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order. It is March 14th, 2024 at 9 a.m. We have a couple items to discuss. Looks like Fire Chief Arnold would like to approach us.
What?
Go right ahead.
I just wanted to update you on the SAFER grant because the guidance has finally come out for this year's, which will fund the next couple of years. They did come out with retention as part of this grant. So the 10 firefighters we have employed today because of that grant can be retained if we're approved.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful.
That's
yeah,
a great
it's what we were
game
waiting for.
Christmas.
It's
what a,
so with that, the grant that I wrote to get it was for new hires. It was easy. It was basically cut and dry. I have never written a retention side of this. I have people who basically have walked Chaz and I through the first two and how to write them. The gentleman has a company that does this. He's going to write 22 SAFER grants. He has success rate. It's amazing. I would like to rely on him and use his services to write the grant because I feel like it gives us the best chance at being approved for it. But it does cost about $6,000 to have him write it because you can't write it into the grant for the SAFER as you can some other ones.
Can't take a percentage of it either.
No. That's you can on other grants, but the SAFER grant says in the guidance if you have someone write the grant.
And writing grants is definitely an art form. It's an art form, and
you got to know your wording.
And this one's and so important that
absolutely.
I don't want to take the risk of fouling it up when we have this, and if we can use the ARPA funding.
Do this. You guys got any questions?
The only thing I was going to comment on, I would hope that the board would see that spending $6,000 to get
$3 million
is a,
yeah,
is 1/16 of the millions of dollars. So it's
I don't know how anybody can argue the other way.
I give $6,000.
I guess
my own money to get.
You gonna fund it?
No. Let me recruit anyone. Listen to that. No. Hypothetically, who would not give $6,000 to?
Yeah, Bobby, do the paperwork. Get with fiscal. Get what you need done. I think it's.
Perfect.
I think, and then that way we don't have to take a vote on it today, but I will make a motion that you move forward working on getting this secured and present it with a, along with fiscal, with a resolution and appropriate appropriations.
So,
next week.
Mr. Chairman,
yep.
I will second that motion.
Okay.
Can I just ask one
yes.
question?
Yes.
I'm all for it, but how soon, Bob, do you think you get the answer back? Because will it affect what we want to think about, what we want to do when it comes to the police or the fire levy?
No, because it's such a short-term fix.
Okay.
I don't think it's fair. I think if we ask levy-wise for what's needed to maintain, and then if we are granted this grant, it's just extra and it'll push that levy out.
And that's why I asked you the question.
So that's very smart.
So, Mr. Chairman, since we're talking levy, I would like to just...
Well, we've got a motion and a second on the
floor. Oh, yeah,
first.
Yeah. Thank you. We've got to clear that up.
Can we do a roll call on that?
Yes. Jim.
Yep.
John.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes.
Thanks for...
Yep.
Because that would have been...
Floor is back yours.
I've seen that happen, and we never voted on it.
Yep.
So as you and I spoke, we were talking about wanting to get this township-wide levy through. And just what you said about paying someone $6,000 to get it through. My thoughts to the board for food for thought, because we're going to have to, what is our deadline to get that on?
August 7th.
Okay. So my thoughts is this, and this ties into Valley View, looking back at what the numbers were when we put a township-wide levy on before for the fire department, just the fire only, the casino would have paid $1.2 million. Towards their budget. So looking at some small numbers, the fire department, help me out with that, is numbers. The average person would pay $48 more a year?
No. Let me grab those jobs.
But what it does is it would secure, it was yes and no vote to the public. Everybody I've been talking to, I get calls. I'm like, let me ask you a question. Of course, people will tell you one thing on the phone, but I do it as a way to, because I don't want to convince someone to vote a certain way. I want to know truly what people think. And the very first thing they asked me, is the casino going to have to pay? I said, well, anyone that has annexed since 2002 would have to help pay. And what this is going to do is give us real longevity to our levy. It also is going to protect our township to be a township, because it would behoove of anyone to annex, because you're going to pay both taxes. And I sat in a meeting with Carrie Ritchie and I forget the other gentleman's name, and Mr. Mazur and myself, looking at it and how many other townships have it, and it's very effective. But when I'm getting back to the $6,000, I think that we need to hire a company that does the mailers and sends the stuff out professionally to the people to help, what is that called? There's a name for that.
Just the marketing of it?
Yeah, like a marketing levy, a company that has the success in getting things passed.
There's several of them out there.
And you would know better than anyone.
Yeah, there's several of them out there. They can do, we just have to break it down. On what we have to sit and make a decision on what we want. If we want postcards, if we want text messages pushed during the, you know, like the day before the election or the month before the election, really push it text right. message wise. I'm not a fan of the phone calls because it annoys me. Text messages, I can read at my leisure. Right. I don't have a problem with that. But yeah, there's several companies out there. I can reach out to a couple of them. I think we should get 3 or 4 quotes if we're going to do that.
Absolutely. But I'd like to hear from the chief, since I know you and I have talked. Your department, which would you prefer for the longevity, seeing your department and et cetera, which is going to be best for the township residents? Longevity, the better the service to operate two departments. Who knows in the future with the growth that's coming in our way? What is your say in this?
So, like I've said to you and Steve, we have been maintaining a one station budget for 15 years, but we've been operating two stations.
Mm-hmm.
Through the help of mostly the federal government and then just creative spending and the turnover, keeping new guys coming. There's no longevity to it. If to ask the residents to maintain what they have through a normal just fire levy is, I think it's unfeasible because the rates would pretty much double. The levies now are pulling in $3.4 million, and that's with that 5-year that's going to run out. So we would have to get something in the neighborhood of $7 to $7.5 million for any kind of longevity to run two stations, because we're due for a fire truck 4 years ago.
You mean mill, not millions? Mill or yeah. million?
No, millions. It's okay. Just my budget.
Okay.
However many mills is on the books now is bringing in 3.4.
So it'd be double.
Okay, we'd have to.
So we rely on EMS billing to give us another million, which, like right now, Change got our EMS billing company got hacked, and they're not paying anyone at the moment. Luckily, we're switching, and our contract's done with them. But to rely on EMS billing money is dicey. It's not a guarantee. It's
not what it's meant to do.
Right. It's to subsidize that. Service, so that you look out in the future, like just a regular levy is fairly unfeasible. The township makes it more feasible. If you do a township-wide levy, it can actually generate as much money as we need, taking some of that reliance off the resident and their checkbooks. So it does make two stations feasible. It's still a decent increase, I think, in the first set of numbers we got on the residents. But if we don't pass either of these, the smartest thing to do is come pass some kind of levy that it brings us what we have now, and we basically just run one station.
As I say, there's a very good chance within the very near future this township will be shutting down a station.
Yes.
Permanently.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just can't financially feasible to continue.
My opinion is without this township-wide levy, if it is unsuccessful, there's no choice but to go to one station.
So that's why we would, my thought is, as well as we think that we get out and knock on doors and et cetera, if we have a professional come in and say, their success rate is X, what could you do for us? We could interview them. And what do you think of getting this passed? Because this is something that they do. The trustees only do so much, going door to door, and the firemen knocking on doors.
No, you might have to check with legal. I don't know if you can use taxpayers' dollars to...
That, I believe, we'll check with legal.
Absolutely.
All right, let's move forward.
I just don't know.
Sure.
Can I just say one thing, just to be on the record? It's a little fast, I promise.
Yep.
I just want to let you know, so everybody knows where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really concerned that we're putting all our eggs in one basket.
We are.
Yeah, and I've talked to you about it, and I talked to Mr. Mazur about it yesterday. I just want to say that. I'm not opposed to anything that's been talked about here, but I have real reserves that we're going to put everything and wait till November. And then if that doesn't pass, it really affects next year's budget. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yeah.
There will basically be none.
Yes, sir.
And so I just want to make sure everybody knows. Now,
absolutely.
I am not, you show me where it's the way to go, and we'll go there. You understand what I'm trying to say? But this is why we're talking, and I just wanted to be on the record. And go ahead, sir, I'm sorry.
Let's move forward. This is not the meeting that we had planned, but go ahead.
Good thing it's just a special meeting, right. So we could.
Oh, we can do it. We can change the
right.
Agenda at any point in time. It's our agenda. Go ahead, Mr. Mazur. You have some stuff for us.
Yeah, I have a couple resolutions that I need to go over with the trust.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Tom.
And if you do happen to know of someone,
the first,
keep that open that we're going to possibly want to talk to someone.
I don't know. I told it's my throat, so just so you know.
The first I have is a resolution. We've discussed this in the past concerning the intent of the Village of Valley View to adjust the boundaries of Franklin Township. It's resolution 2024-019. I guess before we read this, do you have discussions that you'd like to open the floor about?
And so I'll open the floor to discussion on this.
Seeing that there's no one here in the audience for that, I was hoping that we would have more participation. Giving my back history on Moneyback, I've attended multiple of their meetings. If we look at how does it benefit and what benefit is there to the township if we so desire to say, okay, let them go their own way. They would not be able to vote in our elections. They would have no answer to us. We currently used to do their fire, and we had a contract, and it was approximately $35,000 a year. However, I will use the word slow pay, if any pay. We'd have to really try to get that money in. When we started looking into things, things were discussed. They went to the city. The city then said, we'll take part of that. So we get very little from them. We have helped them out. We have done things where their drainage systems, and we picked up some things, and we've done other things for services that we charged for. But I guess what I'm getting at, we did more as a good neighbor than what benefited the people of Franklin Township. Yes, there are neighbors. We've helped them here. We've helped them there. I know I personally have helped them with different situations, and especially with their police department. We have taken some of their police officers, like Holly came from there. That doesn't make that big of a difference. But at this point, what we're looking at and what they're wanting to do, I don't see where it would be a benefit for us if we said no and we kept them. If they would falter, in order to be a village, they have to be able to provide fire and police. If they fall in that area, would they fall back to the township, or would the city be able to take them over? Because at one time, that was just regular township. And I don't know what year it was, they decided to form their own village. Right now, if they would falter, they would come into the township. Now that they go on their own, would they still, they're still retaining in Franklin County, so they should then bounce back to the township.
They're forming their own township.
Okay. Yeah. So for me, as one trustee, looking at the chess table, I don't see any benefit. We're not losing a benefit if they go out.
Yeah. And the resolution was to allow them to
redo their lines in order that they would be on their own. They would be no, they would be no part of Franklin Township.
Any other discussion?
I did my homework too. I text a council person and everything, yeah. And I agree with everything basically that you came up with to sum it up. But I went one step further and asked them, would, in any way, shape, and form, would they be willing to let people, what's it called? I can't even think. Come into their tent, like what you just annex into them.
Yeah.
And they said they have no desire to do that. They want to get smaller, not bigger. So I just wanted to share that with you. It's not binding or anything.
Right.
But I could see anybody that had a property right on that to maybe
annex
decide
into the city.
I'll go in, you know what I'm trying to say, to pay less money or whatever. So I asked that question. So I'm personally ready to vote.
Yeah.
So moved on the resolution as it's written.
I will read it in the record.
Yep.
Again, it's resolution 2024-019, whereas the Franklin Township is aware of the intent of the Village of Valley View to petition the Franklin County Board of County Commissioners pursuant to section 503.07 of the Ohio Revised Code for an order to erect a new township to be named Valley View Township or a name of the commissioner's choosing. To change the boundaries of Franklin Township, to remove the portion of Franklin Township which is included within the limits of the Village of Valley View, and to adjust the boundary lines of the new township to coincide with the boundary lines of the Village of Valley View, and whereas on March 23rd, 2023, the Franklin Township Board of Trustees received notice pursuant to section 503.07B of the Ohio Revised Code of the Village of Valley View's intent to hold a vote on an ordinance to change the township lines affecting Franklin Township. And finally, whereas Franklin Township did not oppose the Village of Valley View's efforts to erect a new township to be named Valley View Township or a name of the commissioner's choosing, to change the boundaries of Franklin Township, to remove the portion of Franklin Township which is included within the limits of the Village of Valley View, and to adjust the boundary lines of the new township to coincide with the boundary lines of the Village of Valley View. One last paragraph. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township that Franklin Township does not oppose the Village of Valley View's petition to the Franklin County Board of County Commissioners pursuant to section 503.07 of the Ohio Revised Code for an order to erect a new township to be named Valley View Township or name of the commissioner's choosing, to change the boundaries of Franklin Township, to remove the portion of Franklin Township which is included within the limit of the Village of Valley View, and to adjust the boundary lines of the new township to coincide with the boundary lines of the Village of Valley View.
So moved as the resolution is written. I would ask for a second, since we've already had a discussion.
I will second.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
There you go, sir.
I get to be the first one to sign this, huh?
I
And we are correct that we stand alone as far as they vote, they don't vote in our okay. Just seems different to sign away parts of the township.
Right, make it smaller.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but
the
bottom line is county commissioners will not overrule it either way.
I've been to them and they've asked me before on things. And they've ruled pretty much if we showed up, they would not allow it.
The next resolution I have is resolution 2024-020. It's a resolution to provide supplemental appropriations number 2 for the period commencing January 1, 2024 and ending December 31st, 2024. Whereas it is necessary to provide the current expenses and other expenditures of Franklin Township, Franklin County during the year ending December 31st, 2024, and whereas the annual appropriations resolution 2022-185 for the period from January 1, 2024 through December 31, 2024 needs amended. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Township Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio.
So moved on the resolution, but I have a question.
Sir.
Is this the one that I missed and you missed on
the last meeting? Yes, sir.
Catch-up. I apologize to everybody at the table that we have to sit here. It slipped through with everything going on, and we had a hectic meeting. So is there any discussion?
Yes,
I moved on it. Is there any discussion?
Yes. Just layman's term, I'm trying to recall what this is.
What we're doing is we're appropriating funds for the tool contract.
Okay. Does
all our inspections.
Gotcha. Okay.
The second one is we are moving funds from the road department to the general fund for non-road related work activities.
Right. Where before, I understand, because sometimes that's where we got in trouble before because we didn't. I'm with you.
Speaking with the auditor, he was able to
isolate. It's just a different process than I'm used to. That's what caught my attention.
Yes.
With that being said, so I would second if there's no other.
Is there any other discussion?
Then there's just one thing where we are allocating funds that we receive from the opioid grant to that specific fund.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we got a first. There's no other discussion. John, second. Roll call, please.
Jim?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
There you go, sir.
Anything else for us?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to bring up that since Jeff's outburst at the last meeting, I have went back to asking him and emailing him if he could please get together a training module.
Okay.
And also get to me the job description he had told you gentlemen that he had put out.
Okay.
Right? His response to me was, I strongly suggest that you attend the Auditor of State's Local Government Officials training at the end of this month. So he is saying that he is not going to help train our office, and he also made sure to let us know that he no longer has that as part of his engagement letter, that he is to help train fiscal. So I have already been signed up for this, as well as a few other webinars and things that are this month going into next month. I am just very unhappy that he stood up here. He told you gentlemen that he reports to me. He should, but he never once has. No matter how many times I've asked him to put things together or to show up at certain times to help me, he flat out won't do it.
Is there a way, I have a couple suggestions, but I don't want to throw my suggestions on you, so it's more or less, how can we help you?
I mean, it's Jeff. He just doesn't want to comply.
So would you be open to if we had an executive or special meeting with all of us together and him here too? And
that's fine.
And then you put together what a schedule, what your expectations and et cetera?
I mean, that's absolutely fine. That's why I started with asking him if he could have this next week to get the training module together. And then my goal was going to be once he had that together, because maybe he needed a little bit more time than the beginning of next week, was then I was going to lay out, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, this time, to be here. And I got back basically, you know,
and just to,
the heck with you, go do that trading.
Just so the other two trustees know, Lindsay did carbon copy myself and Steve Mazur on the transactions back and forth, which I applaud her for, because now we have you have documentation and backup that you're doing everything in your power to get trained.
And we've been here before with him. I just kind of laid off because we were trying to get to the end of these audits and different things. I knew that we were going to be starting to interview for a part-time person, but he just does not want to comply with our department at all.
So what if we was to do this, Lindsay? Miss Justice, I apologize.
You're fine.
Knowing that the brassness, if you want to use that, that's there, what good training would you get from that anyways?
I have concerns about that too.
So my question is, can't we just bring someone in to train you?
Well, yeah.
I mean, we would have to pay for the idea of what
was allocated in part of my budget was that part-time person, that would be part of their job description. Right. Because I do have concerns about what Jeff will and will not actually help me with.
Right.
That's why I asked for him to put together a training module so I could review it, you know.
Because we pay him as an independent.
Hang on a second. Steve, help me here.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be Tory. It's not Tory anymore with the auditor's office. Is that Scott's job as like the liaison?
He's basically the liaison to the auditor state.
I know in the past, can you get with Mr.
Yep.
Mazur and get Scott's number? And if he can't get it for you, because he might not have it,
mm-hmm.
Get a hold of me. I have Tori's phone number.
Okay.
She can get you a bunch of
referrals,
and she can also get you a bunch of other outside of what you're already looking at.
Yeah.
Training modules, and honestly, Scott's a great man. I think you've met him a couple times, and he may be able to answer any questions that you have. I think that would be the best way to move. And John, I would agree with the brashness of Mr. Wilczek. I think at this point in time, it's oil and water.
Yeah.
And you know, the important thing is, you know, if we have to spend a little bit on education, have to spend a little bit on, you know, getting people up to speed. I'm personally okay with that. We're not making that decision right now, but I think it's money well spent for the future, because this township has been through
an astronomical amount of fiscal officers.
I take all of the, since we're part of the OTA, I do all of the webinars and stuff that apply, and even some of them that maybe don't exactly apply, but would help me learn how to.
But it's just, you know, I applaud you for taking these steps, and I can understand where you're coming from with this, the non-cohesive, man, it's too early, I can't think, I apologize, people, non-cohesive actions of individuals, and they want to
a fresh start is always good.
Yep. And they want to throw rocks, but they live in a glass house.
Right.
So, all right, anything else?
A little bit concerning that he took out of his letter of engagement,
mm-hmm.
that he doesn't do training. I heard her say that.
Yeah.
No one said anything.
No, I heard that.
I think he took that out of there, and I think he had ample opportunity at the podium when I asked him the question to say, I no longer have that in my memo of understanding or whatever, letter of engagement.
And he recently took it out because it's recent.
Okay. Mr. Blevins, I took notice of that.
Yeah.
And I was waiting. I was going to wait for the next engagement letter and see
fine.
And then we can approach that. And,
I just want it out there on the record.
Yeah,
sure.
I think it's concerning that that.
Oh, it's very concerning. It's very, very concerning.
I caught that.
It sort of means that he does what he wants to do.
Well, and you know, that's a problem with this township. And you guys are probably going to get sick and tired of me saying this or hang me, but this township is in the shape it's in, And it's never going to move forward if we don't stop the self-serving in this township. We have to stop the self-serving. And to me, what Mr. Wilczek is doing is self-serving right now. And I don't know, I mean, how you other ones feel, but this township is being held down for too long by the self-serving, and we have to start looking at the broader picture, the bigger picture, even engaging outside of the township walls. But I will get off my soapbox, and I apologize now for taking y'all's time for that, but it's something I feel dear to my heart. Anything else?
Nope.
Meeting adjourned.